Radio Oldtimer Specials.
Liebe Hörer von Radio Oldtimer, hier nun etwas Besonderes aus dem Archiv von Jochen von Osterroth. Jackie Stewart, dreimaliger Formel-1-Weltmeister, ist mit Jochen von Osterroth auf einem Ford Capri eine Runde auf der Nürburgring-Nordschleife gefahren. Seine Kommentare wurden von Jochen von Osterroth aufgezeichnet. Hören Sie, wie ein Formel-1-Champion, der dem Nürburgring den Namen Green Hell oder Grüne Hölle gegeben hat, seine Runde auf diesem schnellen Capri kommentiert hat.
Okay. Right. So this is with Jackie Stewart at the Nürburgring with the Elf Capri. We start off from the starting line. And we go to the first corner. I give you the gear changes in the Formula One. On full tank, second gear for here. Line through this corner is very deceptive. This is the best line. It doesn't look like the best line, but it is the best line to stay tight all the way around. You must come out of that corner well, because there's the opportunity to pass somebody before the next corner. In a Formula One car, you brake about the tower. Second gear. Over the bridge and through the sharp left-hander. This next part of the circuit in the Formula One car is very difficult, because you're in fourth gear and it's very, very, very fast. Very bumpy and very difficult. For this corner, you're in third gear in the Formula One car. Gear all the way through. This is where I had my problem with Ragazzoni in 72. You go through here in third gear, and now you head for the Brookslow. No, the Flugplatz. You're in fourth gear, and you take fifth gear just here, just as you jump, like that. Fifth gear for the Flugplatz, the Formula One, very, very fast. Fifth gear flat all the way, using all the road, but you must be very clean. Some drivers prefer fourth gear, but I think fifth gear is the best. Here is the maximum speed in the Formula One, 10,500 revs. Gear in a Formula One, fourth gear here, and fifth gear now. Flat in fifth gear, maximum speed, fifth gear. The G-forces at the bottom here are very difficult. Gear out of there, third gear, then fourth gear here. The Nürburgring, you must be very smooth with the car. This is very fast in fourth gear. Third gear. Now for me, we start the most difficult section. Now you start the descent to Adenauer. You go straight from second gear to fourth gear. You don't go into third gear. And you go through these three left-hand, right-handers. One, two, three. Very fast. You brake hard for here. On the first lap, you will go through here in first gear because of the full tank. But you go straight from first gear to third gear because you're going downhill. You don't go first, second, third. You go first, third. Now we come to the Adenauer Bridge. Third gear in the Formula One. This is very important to be clean. You go third on the jump. You go fourth as the car goes over. The same again here, you go into fifth. Now this next corner here, you don't come into the corner until you see the house. Watch for the house. House. So you look for that house before you turn in. Now you go up here, very fast again. Third gear for that corner. Fourth gear. And fifth gear about now. Very bumpy, very difficult. Maximum speed, 10,000 revs in fifth gear. In Formula One. We're in third because it's uphill. Fifth gear here. Very fast. Gear here. And you brake here on the curb. You brake now. Second, third, over fourth. You aim for the fifth tree. You see the high tree? You aim for the tree. Car, terrible. Third gear, fourth gear now. Flat in fourth gear, very fast. A very, very fast corner. You change down into third gear here. Third gear. And now third gear again. On the fast section before Wipperman, you jump fourth gear as you jump. Still fourth gear. Maybe third gear now. Very fast here. Third gear here. Now you go through the long left-hander before Brunchen. Third gear. Gear. Third gear. Difficult to gear ratio for. Very difficult. You know, the car doesn't know whether it wants second or third. Gear is very important because, again, it's fast. Second, third, fourth. Along here, maximum. Jump a little here. Fourth gear. Fourth gear. For me, fifth gear now. In the Formula One. Fifth gear. Very fast. Fifth gear. You imagine Formula One. Onto the swallowtail. Third gear. Third gear again. Now the little carousel. Second gear is better. Exit early. God here. You don't use all the roads here. You stay in the middle of the road. And then you get onto the main street. Now, this is where a driver would relax his hands, use his neck muscles, breathe for respiration. He would look at all the gauges. He would look at his front tires for the profile, look at the rear tires in the mirror to see the rear tires have no puncture. Because you can see the depression if there is a puncture. The four going to the left-hander. Maximum speed in fifth gear. Very, very fast, bumpy in fifth gear, still in fifth gear. That's the end of the Nürburgring on this lap. Okay.